So Abraham is not with us today, but we said we're going to try to record the shiur on those days when he's not with us. Abraham Esses? Yeah. He's not with us today. So we're going to try to keep him abreast of what we do. We didn't get to do the Tosfos yesterday, so I thought we would do that now. I don't know how much in the way of Svara that we'll be able to come up with over here, but if nothing else, it's an important Tosfos in terms of the concepts that he introduces, and we may have one Ha'ara in terms of Svara. So let's begin with the Tosfos, and then if time allows, I'm going to read some of the Me'iri as well. All right? Matt, since I know you spent a lot of time during Seder preparing the Tosfos, why don't you regale us with your rendition of the Tosfos?
To make it a regalement.
Okay. Go ahead. Imratzu Ozamin. We're on Memheim and Aleph, Masechas Brachos, Tosos, Dibra Maschel, Imratzu.
Imratzu Lazamin, and Mazamin.
Good. All right, so you recall again that the Gemara had a machlokas regarding the propriety of two people joining together for the purpose of Zima.
P. Rashi.
Good.
Apparently, inyan hamotzi kashaya brachot in ha'echad mevarach lahotzi chaver.
Rashi says that according to the position that holds that two cannot be mezamein, right? That holds true not only with regard to benching, but also with regard to what?
With regard to other brachos and emotzi.
Other brachos, meaning brachos that you presumably say before something. Birkas hamotzi comes before you eat. Birkas hamazon comes after. Yeah? Questions?
If you don't, we...
Okay. Good guys, come on.
Go ahead.
No.
You know that song?
No. So that's important. Rashi is quoted as having maintained that this position, the Sheik in the Gemara, would extend his concern, his aversion to Echad being Motzi others, not only to Birkas HaMazon, but to other brachos as well.
Okay, fine.
Right?
Yeah.
There is a shita that holds that they cannot be mezamin one for the other, can't bench one for the other, would also say you can't make a motzi for one for the other.
We don't know Rashi has an aversion to it until later on.
He's quoting Rashi. Tosa says that's the way Rashi understood this shita.
Right.
Tosa saying that this is the way Rashi understood that shita.
Right.
Now you keep going.
Ha-ligabeha, regard to this, the Amar Chivi.
Chivi? Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's right. Look at that. Ligabeha, the Amar
Abaye.
We find that at least according to Abaye, when you have two that sat together, they should be mechag. They should separate.
Everybody should say the bracha by themselves. Bein bracha birkat hamotzi, bein birkat hamazon. Whether it's birkat hamotzi. Or whether it's Birkat HaMazon, Lashon Rashi,
come on. That's Rashi later on. So where is this Rashi? And if you look at Rashi on the next Amud, you see Rashi on the next Amud? Mitzvah Lechalik, Mem Haman Beis. Just turn forward for one moment, if you don't mind. It's almost the middle of the Amud, a little bit higher up than the middle. Mitzvah Lechalik.
Oh, I see it.
It's right below the Masoros HaShas citation to Sukkah Lamed Ches Amud Beis.
First word is...
Does anyone see it? Want to show Dr. J the place?
You got it?
Let's do it. What's the matter?
Yeah, yeah.
Echad, where is it? Lefanim?
Mitzvah Lechalik.
Mitzvah Lechalik. It was very cool. Echad, Bifnei Asma, Bein Birkat Hamotzi, Bein Birkat Hamazo.
So Rashi understands that Shita that says that you have to separate, meaning that you don't make a Zimun with two, and you should separate. He understands that Shita to extend also to other brachos, that you shouldn't have a situation where one makes the bracha for others. Instead, we should say each one by themselves. So that's what Tosfos is saying, is the Shita of Rashi. In fact, in case you think that Tosfos is reading too much into Rashi, others understood Rashi that way as well. The Meiri, for example, says, Gidoli harabonim pirshu keneged shita seinu lo mashe b'shnayim mitzvah lechalek af behamotzi ulevarcho kol echad la'atzma. Rashi maintains that not only does this concern apply to Birkas HaMazon, but also to other brachos, like Hamotzi, that if two are sitting together, they should separate. Right? Okay, so Tosfos doesn't like that. Tosfos doesn't think that it's appropriately extended to other brachos. He thinks that the concern of the Gemara regarding Shnayim Shalchu Ka'achas, Pligi Rav Rabbi Yochanan, that should be limited to benching, not to other brachos, like Rashi seems to do. So let's see what Tosfos say.
What's
he say? It's unclear on the facts. The Gemara simply says, the Gemara over here has a machlokas regarding benching. Benching. The Gemara later has a shita cited, namely that of Abaye, that says, when you have two together, you have to separate. Alright? So, Tosfos says, look at Rashi over there. Rashi says that means not only can you not bench together, meaning have one person bench for his friend, but you also can't have one person make hamotzi for his friend.
That's the way. Not in the case of two.
Two or more.
Oh, two or more. I'm saying in general you can't.
Well, you can't have two with benching. Once you have three, it's a zimun.
Right.
But it sounds like he's saying it's any situation of one plus for the purpose of Birkas HaMotzi. It's not going to get better. There's no concept of Zimun at the beginning. Zimun is only for benching.
Right. But I'm saying he
with regard to Birkas HaMotzi, Rashi seems to be saying that one should not be Motzi's friend.
Like outside the whole paradigm of Zimun,
right.
There's no...
Exactly. There's no idea of one making the bracha for someone else.
Right.
Good.
Right.
Alright? Now Tosfos says, whoa, one second. Okay. Not so clear. Not so posh.
Below Nihira.
Velonihira.
Velonihira. It's not it doesn't appear.
Velonihira.
Velonihira. Velonihira.
Not clear.
It's not clear. Oh, it's not clear, right? Not clear. To the Ayo Perek.
To the El, earlier on.
To the El, earlier. And Perek Ketsa Mevarach, and the Perek of Ketsa Mevarach.
He's going to try to bring a Raya now against the Shita of Rashi. See, I'm not so sure that Rashi's correct in taking this step and extending the concern of being Mizamim with two to Birkas HaMotzi and other things.
Right.
Why? Because there's a Gemara in Lama Tas that brings down a Maisa with Bar Kapara. You know what? Let's take a quick look at that Gemara over there. All right, Isaac, you want to turn to Lama Tas someone off for a moment if you're not too distracted with other important things?
I'm not kidding.
What's the matter?
I'm not kidding. I forgot to tell you.
What?
I forgot to tell you.
It's about 10 lines down, okay? It's about 10 lines down. I'm not sure if he's giving shit. I mean, the case is giving shit. Should I know?
What?
The best way to find out if he's giving shit.
Where are we on?
Let's go. It's about 10 lines down. Trey. You want to say Trey Talmide?
I'm gonna offer
it right now.
Trey Talmide, the Havu Yasi Kame de Bar Kapara. Dehanu, sorry.
Yeah, I got it.
Dehanu trei talmidei dehavu yasvi kamei debar kapara.
How far down the daf is that? Yeah.
Do you see it?
10 lines down.
Matt?
No.
No? It is 10, right?
Well, I just take what you say. Thanks. I got it. Dehanu trei talmidei dehavu yasvi kamei debar kapara.
9 lines is about 10.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay. Good. Isaac, you want to read that?
Yeah.
But do it slow and clear, okay?
Okay. Dehanu trei talmidei dehavu yatve kame devar kapara.
Okay, what does that
For
mean?
For these two were these two disciples who were sitting before bar kapara. Haviu lefanav kruv.
Haviu lefanav kruv.
V'dur maskin upargyo.
They were sitting three of them, basically. The Rebbe and two talmidim.
Right. And they brought him cabbage.
Nice.
And Dermaskin and...
What's Dermaskin?
Partridge. Dermaskin is an herb called Arache. Arache. Or mountain spinach.
Rashi says it's some type of cooked grass. Then nice. It says what it's called in Laz, if anyone's familiar with that. Akdalshit, something like that. What'd you say? Isaac, what did you say it was called?
Mountain spinach.
Mountain spinach. Nice, okay. And the third thing is what?
Meat. Basically.
Pargiot are what?
Oh, yeah.
Partridge meat.
Partridge meat?
Oh, partridge meat.
Yeah, I mean, in modern day, really, you refer to pargiot are like chicks. Pargiot.
Okay. Natan bar kapara rishut le'echad mehen levarech.
Pargiot, or you know, they have shawarma pargiot.
Right? Is it something I said?
It might have been. You said mountain spinach.
Right. I'm not like that.
I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Okay. So what happened? Natan bar kapara rishut le'echad mehen levarech.
Bar kapara gave one of the disciples permission to recite the blessing.
Yeah. What blessing are we talking about?
Kafat uveirach.
Okay.
No.
Brach Rishona, you're talking about. Brach Rishona. Right?
Okay.
No? Is that not the case?
They have a footnote, but.
Yes, what's the footnote? The Brach Rishona. The Brach Rishona.
Okay.
Alright, to go a little further.
Kafat uveirach al hapariot.
So one of them got up, made the bracha on the pragiot.
Liglev alav chaveru.
What happened?
Made fun of him.
They said, "Hey, what are you doing?"
Ka'as bar kapara.
Bar kapara got angry. He said, "Why are you making fun of this guy? What's the problem with what he did?"
Right. Amar lo al hamavarech ani kois. He said, "No, it's not the guy who made the bracha that I'm angry."
Lo al mavarech ani kohes. I'm not upset that the one who jumped forth and made the bracha elam alaglev ani kohes. I'm upset because you mocked him because you made fun of him. Why?
Im chavercha dome kmi shelo ta'am basar.
Ta'am basar me'olam.
If your friend is like one who never tasted the taste of meat in his life,
right?
Ata al ma ligalagta alav. What did you have there? Why did you mock him?
And what was the problem? Why were they mocking him? What did they think was mockworthy? What was the legal? No. And you could see from his response. What was his response?
They mocked him because he made a bracha on the partridge when he should have made a bracha on the cabbage.
Oh, good. He was mocked him the bracha of Shahakal to the bracha of Bar Pi Adam. Right? In the order of brachos, there's a kedima. The more specific bracha, the more chashav bracha takes priority. So they said, "Hey, look at this guy. He doesn't know how to make brachos. So he made the shahakol first."
Mm-hmm.
What an amaretz. So he got upset. He didn't get upset because they were right. He got upset because they were wrong. So the Gemara says, what did he say to them? He said, "No, you're not right in your taina. It's true in many cases. Why Pi Adama comes before Shahakol. But what was going on over here? He says, your friend is like someone who never had meat before. Look at him. He has such a ravenous desire for meat. So if that's the case, why are you making him feel bad? Why are you trying to suggest that he did something wrong?
Right.
Good.
Chazav Amar.
Right.
Lo al ham... Lagle lig ani kois ella al hamverich ani kois.
Then what did he say?
It's not the guy.
And he said, "Oh, you know what? I'm not only upset about the one who made the comment,
but rather it's the one who recited the bracha that made me angry."
What does that mean?
The Amar im chachma in kan zikna in kan. If the chachma is not here. Is greater age not here?
Yeah, he had a tain. He did have a tain on him. What was his tain on him? Rashi says, "Hello, zaken ani." Says, "I'm a zaken." V'haya lo l'shalom yal izemen yivarech liftar eshar haminim. He should have asked me which thing I should have made the bracha on to be motzi the others. To be potzi the others. So that in terms of the order of brachos, he should have asked. He made a mistake in terms of a different aspect of the brachos. He should have asked which one is the ikra and which one is the tafa. Certain things are not lafes posapas, meaning they're not eaten as meal foods. Maybe they need separate brachos. But he was upset that the question wasn't even posed. All right, without getting into the rest of the analysis here, which is interesting, what is significant for our sugya from this little story?
The last part with the guy being Mavare, the other, he needed a specific. He's saying that he could have been Mavari, he could have been Motzi the other two. He just knew
what did he tell? He was basically letting someone make a bracha rishona for others.
Right.
Right? Uh-huh. So isn't that a problem?
Well, according to Rashi.
According to Rashi, it's a problem. Right? According to Rashi, it's a problem. Because Rashi says, just like the Mandamar who holds you can't make Zimun among two, he also holds you can make bracha rishon among two. Look at Tosos. Look at Tosos. Nasan bar kapar rishus le'echad meim levarich. It's a little Tosos. So I'm on the test. That's it. You're out. Good. A little Tosos over there. Nasan bar kapar.
Oh, nasan bar kapar rishus le'echad meim levarich.
He gave permission to make the bracha for
the. Bar Kapara reshus le'echad mihen levarech. He gave permission. Bar Kapara gave permission to one of them to
make a bracha on behalf of everyone.
Right. Venire.
Good.
To me, iri bebracha.
Myri.
De myri bebracha shelefanav.
Bracha shelefanav. So it would seem that we're dealing with which bracha. The bracha that comes before the eating. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We call bracha rishona.
Right.
Di b'shel acharav.
Because
if you're talking about the bracha that comes later, I mean the bracha achrona.
Ha amrinon. In chulin we said.
Good.
De ein mezamnin al haperos. We said there that
you don't have some kind of joint blessing
on peiros
as a bracha achrona for peiros.
Peiros v'mayri behatzivo.
I think it's u, right?
What? Tzivu.
And it's umayri.
Oh, umayri.
Umayri behasebu.
Behasebu.
Meaning, we're talking also about a case where they got together, they had seba, there was some type of joint eating, there was some type of real kvias.
What peros.
Yeah. Va'anu.
Va'anu in lanu shum hatseva ela al hapas.
Right.
When
it comes to the way we eat conventionally, you don't really have kvias in that way for things other than pas, and therefore tzarech levarech kol echad al kol davar being peiros. Sorry, al kol davar hein bepeiros, hein beyayin. Each one have to make his own bracha.
What is
it? What happened over here in the case of Bar Kapara? There was some type of Sirif. There was some type of Kvias together.
Right.
Why? Because they were Mesiv. Oh, so since they were Mesiv, this was able to work. But Tosa says, if it's Manazel, you don't have eating that's generally done in that way outside of Achilas Pas. So because of that, when it comes to other things like fruit or wine, the person's going to have to make his own bracha. Under normal circumstances, the person would have to make his own bracha. Right?
So it's not like the tzeba has any like halachic significance here necessarily. Only with pas that, meaning that with peros.
Peros is lacking in kvias.
But if you would do a tzeva with peros...
Sounds like it. It sounds like if the nature of the achila was such that there could be a group eating, then yeah, then you could have one bracha.
But that has changed.
That's what Tosa is saying over there. So let's just keep that in the back of our minds now. And let's take a look at, back on Mem Hei, Tosos, in his rejection of Rashi.
It's good.
So now we have the little story with Bar Kapara under our belts. Tosa says, one second, Rashi, why are you telling me that Hamotzi is a problem? It's true, I would hold that you can't make a Zeman among two. Doesn't necessarily mean that I would hold you can't... What?
You can't be... for all the other brachot...
Right, that should hold you for Hamotzi too. That's not necessarily the case.
Right. Okay.
There were two there. I mean, there really were three there, right? Va'od. Even if you want to say it's because there were three.
Oh, if you want to say because there were three.
So maybe say, oh, it's because there was three. That's the only reason why Bar Kapara let one do it for three, because it's similar to Zimun.
Right.
Right? Nah, that's not the reason.
Hasam lo hayu sham ila peros. There wasn't any. There wasn't like.
They were just eating fruit, right? They were eating fruit. Had nothing to do with. Had nothing to do with the connection to Zimun. Good.
V'chen nami amrinan lekama.
Good.
And also.
Similarly,
and also
we also
later on in Dafnim Gimel.
Good.
De al ha meor achad.
No.
Daha
ma'or.
Daha ma'or. Achad mevarech l'kulan.
Good.
One person says the bracha for everybody.
What's the case over there?
I don't know.
It's a havdalah.
Right?
In the case of havdalah, you're making brachas, but one person is making them for multiple people.
Right. I mean, I'm sure Rashi's on that gemara too.
Rashi has to know all these gemaras, so...
Right.
Let's see.
What's going on?
So Tosus comes up with his own shot as a result and says, what?
Al kain nireli the bracha rishona mutzin ze et ze
shnayim. Yeah, you can.
You can.
When it comes to bracha rishona, says Tosus, you can be motzi others.
Right.
Not like Rashi.
Right.
V'hatam.
Okay, so when I say shnaim here, it's not necessarily essential the number.
Well, it has to be at least two.
Right.
Meaning again, because the Gemara's case was shnaim she'achu ka'achas.
Just like they don't say achirim, they say like specifically two. So.
Because I think he's referring back to the lashon of the Gemara, shnaim she'achu ka'achas.
Right. That's true.
Right. Now the question is shnaim she'achu ka'achas. When we say okay, it's machlokas whether or not you can be mezamein, we ultimately say you can't. But the sheet that holds you cannot, does he hold that only with regard to Zimun? Does he say that also with regard to other brachas? Rashi says, no, he holds it with regard to other brachas as well. So he says, no, merely that's only It's only over there. Right?
Right.
All right, go ahead.
The Kule Alma. Oh, sometimes there's the Kule Alma. Right, everybody holds that. V'hatam, and the reason, Hoel V'yoshin Le'chon, that you eat, like you sit down and eat, Yachad, together, the Asan L'tzaref, that's for you to...
V'hatam, why does it work, in my opinion, says the Osos. Since they're about to sit down now and eat together, daiton litzarif.
Daiton litzarif. They have the kavana, they have the das to join together to form a zim.
Well, there's no zim here.
No, right, whatever.
Ve'echad motzi es chaver.
Ve'echad mevarach lehotzi chavero.
Stop. So, what's the Tosa say in Lamed Tes? Also, like you said, on Lama Tess, the only would-be problem is that since we don't eat that way, there's no real intent to join together. We only do that by pas. Right? But sounds like if you did have this das and this intent, you could have it even outside of pas, possibly.
Right.
But what do you need? You need some type of intent to join together, some type of tziruf whereby I could be considered being ochel yachad, daiton letzarev, and once you have that, then you can have echad mevarech lechavero. Alright, that's very nice. So how about where we actually ate together? How about two guys who actually sat down and ate their meal together, and now it comes time to bench? Why don't you say, well, since they ate together, I'll have one guy bench for his friend. So Tos says, no, there's different. There's difference over there. What's the difference? The bracha shall sof suuda.
The bracha shall sof to the.
Shemistalkin zemizeh.
Shemistalkin zemizeh. Sarech levarech lecha ba'atzma.
You understand the difference?
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know that they're going. I mean, I don't know.
What's he saying?
He's saying that the fact that it's when you get to the end of the suuda.
Good.
Right. You lose that tziruf.
That's exactly right.
Because
when you get to the end of the meal, everyone's basically on his own way. There's
like
nothing really keeping
entities.
Them together. Exactly. There's nothing keeping them together. So if you tell me they're a minion and they daven together and they still have the same tzibor or something like that, and they could still be bound one to the other. But over here, what's going on? There's two guys, they each ate. Each guy's going in his own direction. They have no real halacha connection right now. When they sat down three, then they have a shame Zimun. So, okay, they all are connected one to the other until they bench for Zimun. But two, there's no real connection. So there's no connection. What gives them the right to now bench one for the other? The only way you could bench one for the other is where you have some type of connection. You don't follow?
Okay,
what's the problem?
He's
starting with the fact that you can't have one bench for another.
Right.
Only when there's Zimun. Short of Zimun, you can't have one bench for the other.
Right.
Okay. Rashi says, not only can you not have one bench for the other, you also can't have a mekamotzi for someone else. You can't have one person make a mekamotzi for someone else.
Right.
So says, that's not true. Why do you have to say that? We would say the same thing holds true for hamotzi. Hamotzi is different. Look at the case of Bar Kapara. They were koveya for peros, apparently. That was their meal. They sat down, they had peros and partridge. But that was their kriyas. And Tosas points that out on Lamed Tes. He says, oh, it was before, obviously not after. After you couldn't do it. It was obviously before. And that was the nature of their kriyas. Apparently that was not uncommon. He says, oh, okay, bismanazah. In the Middle Ages already, Tosas acknowledged that the way people ate was different. And generally kriyas was only for pas. But people wouldn't do some type of hasebo or some other form of kviyas over less than pas. So you wouldn't necessarily be able to do this. But lu yitzur, that there was, like you said, there was a tziruf for peros, okay, you could do it. So he says, why isn't it like Rashi? Why is Rashi wrong? He says, Rashi is wrong because there's a difference between the bracha at the beginning and the bracha at the end. What's the difference? The beginning, everyone's sitting down and there's a meeting of the minds. We're all eating together. We're defining our eating as a group eating. Okay, so let's make the bracha, and one of us will make it for everyone else. That's okay, says Tosfos. You know why you can't do that at the end of the meal? Because there's nothing keeping us together. And you can't have das to stay together for benching. Because really, there's nothing keeping you together. When you're first starting to eat, we're going to eat together. That activity is going to be the thing that keeps us together. Okay, so since we're bound together by way of something else, when it comes to the bracha, we can make that bracha. But when it comes time to bench, what's holding us together here? We each happen to have an obligation to bench, but there's nothing keeping us together. You follow?
But I mean, there's a concept of zeman. So what do we do?
Exactly.
What do we do?
Zeman is special. Zeman, everyone acknowledges, is special. Shlosha shloch l'kachas. When there's three, there's a halachic concept called the zeman. Oh, now you ate together, now you have a chiv to bench together. What's keeping me together? The chiv of zeman.
Right, and you don't want anything short of that.
But even there, we had all those questions. What is it that's going to be mechayev me and Zeman, remember? All
right.
Is it that we just sat down together? Is it that we made hamotzi together? Is that one of us joined in the middle? There's different shitas over there. What is it going to take to get you into the parsha, if you will, of a group eating? Remember that? Ramban says maybe even not that. Ramban seems to say that even if you have three people who ate separately, their chiv to be mezamein is enough to keep them together. And that's a big chiddush. Ramban and also the Rid seems to hold that way. That was a sheet that we haven't discussed. But this, Tosus is clearly against that. Tosus is saying their chiv, their individual chiv to bench is not enough to keep them together.
Right.
If you'd agree with the Ramban, it would still only set in at three, for whatever reason. For some reason, when you have three people, an independent chiv to bench, then you'll say that every group. But he doesn't hold that way anyway.
Where you see the tzirif, where you...
There is no tzirif. Ramban and the Tosfos saying there is no tzirif at the end.
Tosfos, right.
Right? Because right now when you're about to make the bracha, you have to look at the nature of the group. Right now the nature of the group is such that we're going to be doing something together. We're a group. We're going to eat. Oh, you're going to eat together. You're a group. Fine, one can make the bracha for the other. But if it's at the end of the meal, there's nothing keeping us together. We're not doing anything together anymore. We happen to each have a similar obligation of Birkas HaMazon. But there's nothing keeping us together.
Right, that makes sense. Yeah. I mean, so they're kind of also...
Reminds me, it's not exactly the same, it's similar. It reminds me of the Rav's Shita, or the Rav's explanation of what or how you should light Chanukah candles in Shul on Motzei Shabbos. Right? So there's a question what you do at home. Do you do Havdalah first, or do you Chanukah candles at first? I think they're all held that. And sure, you do it before Havdalah, because if you do it after Havdalah, then already everyone is off and running. There's nothing keeping the individual people in the shul together as a tzibur. The kol zman that they're still waiting around for Havdalah, they're still bound to be there. And since they're bound to be there, they're a tzibur. They're still called a tzibur. Now you could do the lighting of the candles, which is for the tzibur. Special lighting in shul, which is done for the tzibur. But once there's no longer the shame tzibur, because everyone is off and running in their own direction, they just happen to be waiting for the last kaddish or whatever it is, they don't have the chalo shame tzibur.
It's not to be motzi then, though. It's not.
No, it's not to be motzi then, because they still have to go home and do it, but you can't do it if there's no tzibur. Right?
Right.
Okay, Rav Avadi even holds that anytime you have a tzibur, you can light candles. It happens to hold that way. You can light candles when you get together for some type of simcha, and you have a tzibur, you can light. That's not the traditional view. Traditional view, it's specifically for the Beis HaKnesses. But either way, even in the Beis HaKnesses, it can't be that there's just one yachid that comes in and everyone runs out and you light the candles. Right? You don't find that. You don't find everyone else leaving and saying, Sham stays back and lights the candles. That's not the way to light. The reason that the candles are being lit, they're being lit for the tzibur. So if you would make Havdalah, and then basically everyone is refolding that talisim and on the way out the door, then they're not a tzibur anymore. There just happen to be a bunch of people that are in the same place at the same time. But because there's nothing keeping them together in the tzibur, you can't produce the neiros that are for the tzibur. Because there is no tzibur. That's what Tosa seems to be saying over here. You know why you can't have two people benching one for the other? Because there's nothing keeping them together. Right? If you look at benching as, if you look at Zeman as some type of group benching, there's no group here. At the end of the meal. Alright, halacha says that when you have three.
So he's disqualifying the whole idea of a rishus, pretty much. Kind of.
He's only working within the shita that holds that you can't bench two.
Right.
Right? Because Rashi says that's the shita that holds, also for amotzi you can't do this. Remember, in rotu lazamin, in mezamnin. Rashi says, oh, that's also the case with regard to berkas amotzi. So says, you know what? Berkas amotzi, it's not true.
Right.
You follow?
Mm-hmm.
Isaac, you with me? Right, when it comes to the end of the meal, so we could tie in a, yeah, there's a tziruf. I'm sorry, there's no tziruf. There's no tziruf over here. So how could you have one bench for someone else? But at the beginning of the meal, when we have the whole upcoming activity, which is going to bind us together, there it makes very good sense that one can make the bracha for another. Now listen to the Lashon of the Me'iri. The Me'iri also argues with Rashi, but he has a slightly different take on the matter. So if time allows, we'll try to talk it out a little bit. If not, maybe we'll leave that for tomorrow. We'll try to explain the difference between the approach of the Me'iri and the approach of Tosafos. So listen to what the Me'iri writes. Picking up in the middle here, he says, "Mikom akom kol she'echad mevarich ve'echad shomea." In a case where it can be done, we have one making the bracha for someone else. Tzarech she'yevarich b'kol ram to make it the bracha loud enough, but kdei she'yishma hala v'yetzei b'berkasa. You have to be able to tap into the guy's bracha. You have to be able to hear it and be yotzei. V'chein adin b'bal habayis she'ishta u'banav yotzim b'berkasa. If you're making some blessing for your family, the same is true. V'shar mitzvot shel bracha. You're going kiddush, v'havdalah, v'hamotzi, v'domehem, echad mevarech l'kulon. What is the Miri saying? Shar mitzvot shel bracha. Kiddush, havdalah, and hamotzi. How come I can make kiddush for someone else? How come I can make hamotzi for someone else? Oh, because they're in a category of things that are considered mitzvahs. Like Havdalah. Kiddush. Hamotzi. It's true, at some point you're eating. Mm-hmm. Right? But the key factor for the Me'iri seems to be that they are mitzvahs. Zeh she'beyanu b'birkas hamotzi she'echa mevarech l'kulon dafka b'heseibo kemo she'beyanu l'malo lo she'yashu lehem b'mikra. When we said that you can make hamotzi one for the other, that's when they had kviyas, not just that they happened to be sitting together in happenstance. Kiddush and Havdalah, when it comes to Kiddush and Havdalah, you don't need Haseba. Why don't you need Haseba?
You have the mitzvah.
Shehai birkas chovahim. The kol ha-mitzvahs ain't suffix she'echad motzias harabim. So Meir is introducing a new concept. Even where you don't have kviyas, right?
He said that is kviyas.
Even where you don't have a kviyas of Haseba, right? You don't have some meeting of the minds to do the activity together. You don't have some type of mutual assent to eat together, right? You can still make the bracha. You can still make the bracha one for the other. In what case? Kiddush, Havdalah, presumably Hamotzi also. I mean, Hamotzi, he's leading in a separate category because typically when there's Hamotzi, there is kviyas. Right?
When there's hamotzi, there's kviyas.
Yeah. But his point is that there's this new idea of brachos that are mitzvos. When the bracha is a mitzvah, like Matt said, I think that's what he's saying, that there's a new type of kviyas. The fact that we both have to do this mitzvah, that puts us together.
Two.
Yeah, even two.
So he's saying...
For brachos on mitzvah. I'll read a little bit further. Pirshu can... No.
Why?
That you can't do. Because that already the Gemara says.
I'm saying with his.
You mean why doesn't this hold true for Brechas HaMazon? Good question. It's a good question. I mean, that's the given. The given is that it doesn't work over there. Now you want to know why that, how that fits
it
in over here?
Like it makes sense then. You could just extend that.
I understand what you're asking. See, it is the case that if one did, if you did it this way, if you did it, you'd be yotze. If one person would bench for the other, you would be yotze.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, not, you shouldn't do it that way, but you would be yotze.
So, you could bench for each other?
You're not supposed to do it that way. But if you did it that way, he says you'd be yotze v'diyavet.
Oh, he says that.
Yeah. V'im haya echad sofer, echad bur, sofer mevarech bur shamaya filo chachilo. Let's say you have two people and one simply doesn't know how to bench,
you could
then
that.
You could do it even l'chachila. Even if he knows how to bench, but he's a boor, he's a hamaretz, he wants the Talmud Chacham to bench because he figures the Talmud Chacham is in a better position to say brachos than he is. He figures he'll ride along on the coattails of the Talmud Chacham.
But why would he care?
What do you mean, why would he care?
Hamaretz.
He's not a Rasha, he's just not a learned person.
Oh, okay.
Ubraisa amruha afilu shnehem talmidim. Let's say they're both learned. The echad gadol mechavero, well, one is greater than the other. She gadol mevarech lekatan shomea. It says the gadol haposkim don't have that.
Where, what is
they don't
the
bring that down. The riff. What's that?
One is taller.
But then he goes on to quote Rashi and he says, that Gedolei Rabbanim. What time do you have to
now?
Okay. He goes on to quote Rashi, and he argues on Rashi. He says, "Uvemechila mehem eino kain, sheba hamotzi ein ha'inyan tali b'shnayim oshlosha shelo b'haseva." It doesn't matter. It's not when it comes to hamotzi. These issues don't apply. Kol sheyesham haseva echad mevarech l'kulon kama shehem. As long as you have Haseba with Hamotzi, you could have one bench for one, make Hamotzi for two. And that's in line with Tosfos. V'zeshek b'kan lo nemer el berkos hamozon. Only over here, we're only talking about berkos hamozon. Then he goes on to get into the case of the kakal de piri. And he has a yisod. What's his yisod? Shekol bracha shi min haTorah in echad motzi et chaveru mitzvah chalei kol shi mid rabbanu echad mevarech l'kulon. He says that's the shita of the Gedolei HaDoros, Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah and others. But his own opinion is kemo shekasavnu shekol birkas chova. O mitzvah, hein min haTorah, hein min derabbanan, echad mevarech l'kulon kemo shekasavnu. So he sums up essentially by saying the following: that if it's a bracha of mitzvah or a bracha of chiyuv, then one can do it for the others. Yeah, berkas hamazon is separate. Berkas hamazon, okay, you don't do that outside of three. If you did it, it works, but it's not proper to do it that way. But in the other cases. So it's not like Rashi wants you to believe that it won't work for Hamotzi. It will work for Hamotzi. It will work for other brachos. As long as those brachos are Birkas Chova or Birkas Mitzvah, that's good enough. So I don't know if this is at odds with Tosfos. It seems to be an expansion of Tosfos. I mean, Tosfos is working with strict Birkas Hana problems. Birkas Hanani. So when you make a bracha on food, when you're about to eat together, okay, then you have a tzirif. What gives you the tzirif over here, says the Meiri? Oh, the fact that we both have the same chiyuv. The fact that we both have the same chiyuv to do this particular thing, this particular mitzvah, or say this particular bracha, that makes us join together. We're the same. We're the same right now. Why are we the same right now? Well, sometimes we're the same right now because we're about to do the same activity. We're about to eat together, so we're the same. Sometimes we're the same because we have the same mitzvah to do, same obligation. Right. Oh, we're the same? I want to make sure. And I'd like to spend a little more time with this Meiri tomorrow. Should we stop here? Should we? Yeah, I'm just reading a little bit of the Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Kuf Tzadi Gimel. He says, "Kranit ba'er b'Siman Kuf Samach Zayin, the Birkos Hanen einan domen leBirkos HaMitzvos. They're not the same as Birkos HaMitzvos. The Birkos HaMitzvos yachal lahotzi es chaver Birkoso Avshalom es chayev mitam deKol Yisrael Reivim Zelze. Since there's a concept of Kol Yisrael Areivim Zelze, we're all responsible for one another to make sure that we can maintain God's Torah. There's a concept of Arvus. Therefore, I can make the bracha for you, even if I'm not doing the mitzvah. For whatever reason, you don't know how to make the bracha on a mitzvah, I can make the bracha to be motzi you. Have a berkas hananin. When it comes to foods, Misha lo nana, ene yochel lahotzi misha nana. If I'm not eating, I can't make a berkas eitz for you on your apple. And even if I am, it doesn't necessarily work for all foods. It only works for those types of foods where there can be kviyas, kamo pas or kayotze bo. Shekviyusam mitzdarfam, lehiyosam keguf echad. Makes them like one unit. Ubracha achas lekulon. Vigamze rak brach rishona. It's only by brach rishona. Shadaitam lischaber, where their intention is to join together. Lekvo atzman yachal echo. Aval bracha achrona kevin she'omdim lihiparei zeh mizeh, ina mitzdarfim zeh mizeh. Shekulam yifteru bebracha aha echo. V'lachin, b'shari brachos achronos, ina echad poter eschavero, ela kol echad yivarech la'atzman. Alright, then he goes on to discuss Birkos HaMazon as well. But the beginning, I think, is very significant, where he says that Birkos HaMenon is not like Birkos HaMitzvah. Birkos HaMitzvah yachal otzi eschaver berkoso, avshalom nischayiv ba. Even in the case where I'm not mechuyev in the mitzvah, because we have something else that keeps us together. What is that? Arvus. Kol Yisrael Reivim Zelze. You have a chiyev.
Right.
My obligation to help you out. I'm partnering with you to help you do your mitzvah. That's a halachic concept. So that's enough to give me a connection to you. Oh, so now I have a connection to you. I can make the mitzvah. I can make the bracha for you. Where did he say that was? Cool. Okay, I just want to mention a few other points here from the Aruch Shulchan in this time, Kuf Samach Zayin. Here he's speaking about making a motzi, and in Sif Chaf Aleph he writes the following: Shana Chachamim b'Mishnah on Membeis Amud Aleph. Hayu Yoshin Kol Echad Mevarech La'atzmo. You have people that are sitting; every person makes a bracha himself. Hesebu, if they did Heseba, then Echad Mevarech L'Kulam. And we've seen this already, right? The case with the caravan; they got off, they ate their own food. How come they could bench together? Oh, because it was as though they said, "Let's go eat over there in that place." Right?
Yeah.
Kolomar im ochlu below shum hazmana. What does this mean that they just sat? It means they sat, they ate without any intent to really join together. Yoshrin v'kolecha hitchil lechol v'lo haskimu lechol biyachad. There was no agreement to eat together. Eim etzdarfim. Everyone is on his own. V'kolechad mevarech la'atzma. V'im hesebu. If they did hesebu, then echad mevarech l'kulan. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, that's dafka l'didhu. That's only for them. That's the way they used to eat. When they would eat together, they would recline. So if they didn't recline together, then they weren't eating together. But yeshiva shalanu, but when we sit down together, that's our kviyas. Havi kviyas lanu. Kaseva didu. for us, sitting is like Haseba of old. Shehema Yerugim Kolecha L'Haseva Mitaso. Al Shulchanah, they used to sit with a private personal couch and a little table. Today we all eat at a communal table. That's our kviyas. We sit down and we eat together. That's our kviyas. And he says something interesting here. Rav Haiga on Piresh Hasebo Miloshon Sivuv. He says that Rav Haiga understood the word Haseba, not the way it's typically explained. I mean reclining, but Sivuv, to encircle. And if they all sat down encircling the table, Saviv Shezem Mora Al Yeshiva Shel Kviyas. They all sat down around the table. They're showing that they're sitting together. To Metargamin V'Yoshu Lechol Lechem V'Istachru L'Meichol Lachma. V'Amri Gemara Sham V'Chein Hu Barif D'I Amri Nezel V'Neichol Nama B'Duchta Pla. Here it's Ploni. You're going to go sit in such a place. Afagav D'Lo Hesebu. Even though they didn't recline, Kol Echa Afil Kol Echa V'Echad Olcha Mikikar Keman D'Kavi Dami V'Echa Mevarich L'Kulam. This we saw in the Gemara. Kedetanya asar shi mahalchim bederech afal pishakul mochlam ikikarecha v'kol echad mevarech latmo olu v'yashu afal pishakol echad ocham ikikarecha mevarech lekulam v'okmina kegon da'amri nezel v'neichel nahama beduchta planaya. That's the riff. Okay? Now, Chav Gimel quotes the Tur. The Tur says, "The im hayushnaim o rabim echad mevarich lekulam." Kolomer afagav de birkas hamazon im itzdar from elokei sheish gimel. For benching, you can only have a group activity with three. Aval behamotzi, when you're talking about the birkas hamotzi, afilu shnayim echad mevarich. When you're sitting down to eat together, even one can make the hamotzi for someone else. And why? Quotes the Beis Yosef, and this is based on our Tosfos. The Birchas Hamazon she'omdim liyiparet zem yizeh ba'inin gimel davka, aval b'hamotzi she'mischabren zem zeh af b'shnayim kein. Right, then just skipping to the very end of this siman, where he talks about Birchas HaMitzvah. This is Lamed Beis. Siman Lamed Beis. Siman Kuf Samach Zayin Si'if Lamed Beis. U'mi she'eino ochel. If I'm not eating, I can't make hamotzi for you. V'chein kol birkas hanenin. V'chein hu d'afka b'birkas hamitzvos yochol echad levarech ba'ad chavirom. Nei shekol Yisrael arevim zeh bezeh. U'kashaze lo kiyem havi ki'ilu hu lo kiyem. Why when you didn't do your mitzvah yet, even though I did it already, can I make the bracha for you? Because kol zman that you didn't do it, we're joined together. Why are we joined together? Because it's as though I didn't do the mitzvah yet. Because Kol Yisrael Reivim Zeh L'Zeh. Meaning I have an achrayus to make sure that you do the mitzvah, to help you do the mitzvah. Also, I have an obligation. I'm still bound to you. Avalo b'birkas hanen. De'in mevarech alim kein nene. But if you didn't make a bracha on your apple, it doesn't mean that I didn't make a bracha on my apple. We don't have that principle of Kol Yisrael Reivim Zeh L'Zeh. Right, so I think this goes hand in hand with what we've been saying within the Tosfos. Tomorrow, I'd like to try to flesh out the Meiri a little bit further, so maybe we'll pick up with that first thing tomorrow. The Meiri over here. Okay? All right, I think we'll stop here for today.